USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Democratic New York City Mayor Eric Adams said yesterday the migrant crisis that this country is facing under the Biden administration has destroyed his city. Adams even appeared to take a hit at the politicians from his own city, suggesting they aren't doing much to fix the issue. He said that the national government has turned its back on New York City, adding that every service in the city is going to be impacted by the asylum seeker crisis. The Supreme Court ruling the abortion pill mifepristone can stay on the market, at least for the next few weeks.
The decision comes after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of the drug. Mifepristone was originally approved by the FDA back in 2000. It's been used by over 5 million women since. The case now travels back to the Fifth Circuit Federal Appeals Court, where a three-judge panel will hold a hearing on May 17th. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, is about to make history.
Rear Admiral Yvette Davids has been nominated as 64th Superintendent of the Maryland Institution. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, she would become the first woman to lead the military college. Davids is a 1989 Naval Academy grad and would replace Vice Admiral Sean Buck, who is expected to retire. I'm Dave Collins.
SpaceX revealing that it activated its flight termination system on Thursday during that first test flight of the Starship and Super Heavy rocket. The vehicle experiencing multiple engines out during the flight test, it lost altitude and began to fall out of the sky. The flight termination system was commanded on both the booster and the ship. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New information has come to light as to what led prosecutors to dismiss involuntary manslaughter charges against actor Alec Baldwin. Apparently, the possibility of modifications to the firing mechanism of the gun was learned by the special prosecutors overseeing the case in New Mexico. The source that told them that said the modifications to the gun used in that 2021 shooting on the set of Rust included the potential ability for the gun to discharge a bullet without the trigger being pulled, something Baldwin has said all along. Governor Phil Murphy declaring September 23rd Bruce Springsteen Day in honor of the Jersey-born rocker.
Murphy says if anybody deserves a namesake day, it's Bruce Springsteen. And September 23rd just happens to be his birthday. The governor unveiled his proclamation at the inaugural American Music Honors event at the Bruce Springsteen Archives and Center for American Music. Unfortunately, Bruce and his wife, bandmate Patty Scialfa, couldn't be at the ceremony. They were both out with COVID-19. I'm Skip Kelly.
Well, if you've ever wanted to own your own island with no other inhabitants, you are in luck. There's a 25-acre green floating oasis sitting just off the southern coast of Scotland. Our local island is up for sale for about $190,000. There are no buildings on it, and no one has ever applied for permission to build on the island, so you would have to investigate that possibility. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.